He was America's dad, but below the surface, many knew of a truth that others didn't want to speak of. Allegations that Mr. Jell-O himself may not be the picture-perfect, pure, kind, and humble man he presented himself as. In time, allegations would pop up, allegations that would eventually put Bill Cosby behind bars. That is, until he was set free.
Sometimes the human mind goes to dark places. Sometimes those dark delusions turn into a reality. A reality so shaded and gray, once all is said and done, the healthy mind is drawn into the documented retelling of these tragic events, trying to find logic, reason, and understanding where there may be none at all. This is the Dark Side Of.
And it is. Welcome to the Dark Side Of. Little bit of a name change on the program. We took the Wikipedia part out because we're doing so many stories now that are beyond just Wikipedia. So I thought it was only fitting just to say the Dark Side Of. Basically the same show, just a little more accurate in terms of title. If you like our program and you want to keep us on the air, you can go to patreon.com and search Dark Side Of, or you can also go to Dark Side Of Pod. I'm saying out loud and wondering if that's the, no, that one's not coming up.
I'm glad about that.
I made another URL. Now I'm just trying to think of what it was to make it a little easier. It had Wikipedia out of it. I'll find it here in just a second. Okay, here we go. Dun, dun, dun. Now it is Dark Side Pod. Darksidepod.com. And okay, there it's loading. So go to, I don't know why, maybe I typed it in wrong over here. Darksidepod.com. And that will also take you directly to our Patreon page, where you can get access to our advanced episodes of the show, our Dark Sider exclusive bonus chapters, and all of those shows on there commercial free. So if you like the show and you want to binge away on advanced episodes, check that out. Darksidepod.com. It's Tony and Carol with you on today's episode of the program. I knew I had that name right. I was like, I don't know why. Anyway.
It's like, what am I doing? I changed the name and now I can't remember anything.
Is it all? What's happening?
I took one word away.
It happens.
That was it.
It happens.
So this whole Bill Cosby story just has me pissed.
A little bit.
And, you know, because it's like, all of it, and we'll get into it, but it just pisses me off. So the funny thing is my mom is like 80 something. I don't remember how much. She's like 82 or 83. Mm-hmm. So she had a stroke recently, and so she lives by herself, and she loves to do puzzles to keep herself entertained.
Yeah.
Which is great for her after a stroke. Like, that's good for her hands and little pieces, and, you know, it's great. So my sister bought her this puzzle that was really hard, and it was like all of these TV shows from like the 70s and 50s and 60s, and they're just all kinds of and so there's like the Fonz's on there and all this stuff. So my mom gets the puzzle pretty much put together, and there's this little white kind of piece of paper cut out over something, and I'm like, what's this all about? And she goes, oh, she's just so disgusted. And I'm like, what? And I lift it up and I go, Bill Cosby. And she goes, yes, I just couldn't look at him. So she covered him up rather than just take the pieces out, because she likes puzzles and you can't like not add the pieces in. Because it will drive her crazy. So instead she cut, which was also good for her hands. She actually cut out a piece of paper that covered up Bill Cosby, and she taped it down so she wouldn't have to look at him.
That's great. Bravo to your mom.
Thank you. I was very proud of her. And I laughed my ass off. That was really funny.
That is great.
Okay.
So, yeah, Bill, as you all probably know, not that long ago, freed from prison, his sex conviction overturned. We'll start with that story and then go into some of the other crazy things going on in the life of Bill Cosby right now, including him playing victim in another fight against a sexual assault lawsuit. There's this idiot that did that does like a AM radio show that sounds very much like, like the bargain bin type thing. But he did an interview with Bill Cosby, like on this station. And it's horrible, to say the least. But it almost sounds like this guy is like a sympathizer to Bill Cosby. And it was just utterly bizarre. And we'll take some listens to that. We'll also talk about Felicia Rashad's response to the Cosby verdict being overturned on today's episode. But first, let's go to that news story from the Associated Press. Pennsylvania's highest court threw out Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction and released him from prison in a stunning reversal of a fortune for the comedian once known as America's Dad, ruling that the prosecutor who brought the case was bound by his predecessor's agreement not to charge Cosby. Cosby, 83, flashed the V for victory sign to a helicopter overhead as he trudged into his suburban Philadelphia home after serving nearly 3 years to a 3 to 10 year sentence for drugging and violating Temple University sports administrator Andrea Konstad in 2004. The former Cosby Show star, the first celebrity tried and convicted in the Me Too era, had no comment as he arrived and just smiled and nodded later at a news conference outside, where his lawyer Jennifer Boheen said, "We're thrilled to have Mr. Cosby home. He served 3 years for an unjust sentence, and he did it with dignity and principle," she added. In a statement, Konstad and her lawyers called the ruling disappointing. And they, like many other advocates, expressed fear that it would discourage sexual assault victims from coming forward. "We urge all victims to have their voices heard," they added. Cosby was arrested in 2015 when a district attorney, armed with newly unsealed evidence, the damage in the deposition in a lawsuit brought by Konstad, filed charges against him just days before the 12-year statute of limitations was about to run out. But the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said Wednesday that District Attorney Kevin Steele, who made the decision to arrest Cosby, was obligated to stand by his predecessor's promise not to charge Cosby, though there was no evidence that agreement was ever put into writing. Justice Davis Wecht, writing for a split court, said Cosby had relied on the previous district attorney's decision not to charge him when the comedian gave his potentially incriminating testimony in Konstad's civil case. The court called Cosby's subsequent arrest an affront to fundamental fairness, particularly when it results in a criminal prosecution that has foregone for more than a decade. It said justice had to play fair, and decency required that the district attorney's office stand by the decision of the previous DA. The justices said that overturning the conviction and barring any further prosecution is the only remedy that comports with society's reasonable expectations of its elected prosecutors and our criminal justice system. Cosby was promptly set free from the state prison in suburban Montgomery County and then driven home. "What we saw today was justice for all Americans," said a Cosby spokesperson, Andrew Wyatt. "Mr. Cosby's conviction being overturned is for the world and all Americans who are being treated unfairly by the judicial system and some bad officers." Boheen said Cosby was extremely happy to be home and looks forward to returning with his wife and children. Several supporters outside yelled, "Hey, hey, hey," the catchphrase of Cosby's animated Fat Albert character, which brought him a smile. He later tweeted an old photo of himself with his fist raised and eyes closed with the caption, "I have never changed my stance nor my story. I have always maintained my innocence. Thank you to all my fans, supporters, and friends who stood by me through this ordeal. Special thanks to the Pennsylvania Supreme Court for upholding the rules of law." In a statement, Steele, the district attorney, said Cosby went free on a procedural issue that is irrelevant to the facts of the crime. He commented Konstad for coming forward and added, "My hope is that this decision will not dampen the reporting of sexual assault by victims." I'm furious to hear the news. Actor Amber Tamblyn and founder of Time's Up, an advocacy group for sex crime victims, said on Twitter, "I personally know women who this man drugged and raped while unconscious. Shame on the court for this decision." But Cosby Show co-star Felicia Rashad tweeted, "Finally, a terrible wrong is being righted. A miscarriage of justice is corrected." Four Supreme Court justices formed the majority that ruled in Cosby's favor, while three others dissented in whole or part. So, my goodness, I'm just, you know, I'm flabbergasted that, you know, this technicality could be played with it not being in writing. I mean, so they verbally said, "Oh, this isn't going to affect anything." Okay, great. And this that can be held up in court that this was just verbally said and is not in any document. It's baffling.
And I don't get that. But obviously it was if they overturned this whole conviction based on that, there was more to it than just like, "Yeah, I kind of said that." It must have been, maybe they had a recording of it,
yeah,
or something. Because that's what, there's several things about this whole story that make me mad. And let's just start with that.
Yeah.
Like, if he was granted immunity, if he told everything that happened, and then what he said happened is what they used as a basis to convict him. So he pretty much admitted to it.
He did in a deposition.
But, yeah. Apparently they told him, you know, "You'll have immunity" or something. Yeah. And I don't get how that can happen. And if it can, I mean, I get immunity. But if they did promise him that, how did the other guy, why did somebody not say, "Hey, dude, stop. We promised him immunity. You can't go through with this."
Yeah. Well,
how did it get to the whole point where they went to court and conviction? He's in prison.
I don't get that. I don't know. The scary thing is, it looks like Weinstein could also get off on a very similar a technicality if, because his trial is still coming up, isn't it?
I think so, because we would have heard about that. That's going to be a circus.
He's likely to be convicted and to get some penalty here. But I could see it being very similar to the Cosby case, because I believe some of the stuff that they're planning on using is the same sort of thing, where it was like, yes, it was presented earlier, but there was some sort of agreement where it couldn't be used against him. It's like they figured out a get out of jail free card with all the other twisted shit that they've done.
But, you know, that's what makes no sense. If that was his get out of jail free card.
Yeah.
It didn't get him out of jail.
They went
ahead and prosecuted him. And why weren't his lawyers all along saying, "You can't do this"?
Because it was probably just up in the air saying, "Well, we think we can still do this." And then they challenged it. And until it was challenged, it was just out there thinking that you could do that. But that's why it went to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court's the one that finally said, "No, you can't do that." Because there was no precedent for something like that happening.
And then him coming out, Bill Cosby, and saying, "You know, I have never changed my story."
Which is actually true.
Your story was you admitting to doing it.
Exactly. But that's the thing. That's where the short-sightedness of a lot of the general public, if you're not following the story, will go, "Well, he didn't change his story." Yes, but his story was that he's done these sort of things in the past.
That was the whole deposition. That's what they used against him.
But you immediately assume if somebody's saying that they're saying that, you know, "I've never changed my story. I've always maintained my innocence." That's not what he's saying at all. it's just like, yeah, you kind of got me. I've always said that.
And then the other point that they bring up is like, it's going to keep other women from speaking up. Yeah, it is.
It is.
Because You know, I think so many women have been sexually violated. They've been raped. They've been drugged and raped. And that now it's just your word against his word. Mm-hmm. And nobody's ever going to believe you. So just go on.
Yeah.
And women do that every day.
Yeah.
And it's so sad. And, you know, the, with the number of women who came out against Bill Cosby and had extremely similar stories, I don't think that's a coincidence. Now, maybe some people do. You have your right to your own opinion. I don't happen to agree with it. But I don't know. It's just, I don't know. If that many women come out and say, and it's a lot. It's like 70 women or something like
that.
It is.
You can't look at that and go, oh, this is all a conspiracy against Bill. No. Even if just like 5% of them were true, which I'm guessing there's a hell of a lot higher percentage of that, those women that are telling a true story, probably pretty close to all of them. But even if you just had like 5% of them, that's still too many. That's still too many. 1% of them is too many of saying that this guy did this to them. You know, 0.05% is too many. But you have this percentage of people that are saying this, there's something to it. And the fact that he's admitted to doing things like this when he thought it was more socially acceptable at a different place in time.
And you're absolutely right, too. You know, because it was a different time, number one.
Doesn't make it right.
He's also a powerful man.
Exactly.
It's like this whole Harvey Weinstein thing, which we should take a deep dive into that one sometime. Yeah. But it's the same thing. It's like he's got this, he's holding over your head. And this happens all the time.
Yeah.
And I mean, it could be in your own workplace. Maybe you work in manufacturing and you work on the manufacturing floor and, you know, your supervisor's holding something over you. It doesn't have to be at a Bill Cosby level. But, you know, it's just, they manipulate you and it's like you will never get a job in this town. And, you know, well, R. Kelly, which is also in the news right now, you know, a lot of these guys, like he had damning things, like he had him sign things that weren't true or had pictures or something. And it was like blackmail. Okay, you can leave at any time, but if you do, I'm sending these pictures to your parents.
Yeah, I mean, they're master manipulators, and they, it's, you know, they don't.
Not saying that Bill Cosby did that.
Sure, we're talking about other,
A lot of these women thought, you know, my God, Bill Cosby, like, he can help me get a job. Harvey Weinstein, you know, he can cast me in a movie. He's really successful and powerful man, and he can help me meet the people I need to meet. And instead, they rape you.
Yeah.
You know, and then who are you going to speak up? You know, who are you going to go to?
Who are you going to call? It ain't going to be fucking Ghostbusters. I'll tell you that.
No, because they ain't going to believe you.
No.
Nobody's going to. And that's the hard.
It is. It is.
And it happens just at different levels of that.
Everywhere.
Every single day.
No, it does. It does. Well, Cosby, I don't know if he's physically back in court, but his attorneys are, and he's playing the victim again in a fight against a sexual assault lawsuit. Who would have saw this coming? I mean, another one? Really? No, not Bill. Less than 2 months after Bill Cosby walked out of a Pennsylvania prison after a sexual assault conviction was shockingly overturned, the disgraced comedian's lawyers are back in court. This time they're fighting a civil lawsuit by a woman who accuses him of sexually assaulting her when she was a teenager, with the attorneys claiming, however dubiously, that Cosby might face another criminal case. On Friday, Los Angeles Superior Court Judge Craig Carlin tentatively set an April 2022 trial date for a civil suit against Cosby brought by Judy Huth, who alleges that Cosby sexually assaulted her at the Playboy Mansion in 1974 when she was 15 years old. Well, the lawsuit was originally filed in 2014, previously saw Cosby deposed. The legal proceedings took a backseat after Cosby's criminal problems mounted in Pennsylvania, where he was convicted in 2018 of 3 felony counts of aggravated indecent assault. Carlin, however, pushed the case along on Friday lifting for the stay of all purposes related to where the litigation stands with respect to the statute of limitations. The judge, however, did not rule on whether Cosby could have to be deposed again for the case, which his defense team has already suggested they will try to block, with the disgraced comedian potentially invoking the Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination in a civil lawsuit. You're one of the oldest cases, if not the oldest case, on my calendar. It's time to lift the stay, Carlin said Friday, according to the New York Daily News, adding that all other discovery should restart to get the wheels turning before both parties return to the court on September 30th. Following the hearing, Hunt's defense attorney, Gloria Allred, who has represented other Cosby accusers, held a press conference providing an update about the status of the conference and stressing that her team is looking forward to continuing the battle for our very brave client. We are going to push forward and push hard because we want to get this case tried, as we want to fight for justice for our client, Allred said. She added that if a judge in September ruled that Cosby has to have a second deposition, she would be handling the questions, and that his previous deposition in the civil case was under seal. In a statement released Friday, Cosby's team stressed their plans to fully vindicate the actor against Huth's claims. The team also announced that Jennifer Bojean, who appeared before the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to successfully argue Cosby's conviction should be tossed, will be leading Cosby's defense. There's a lot of risk that what happened in Pennsylvania could happen again, Bojean told reporters outside the courthouse Friday when asked why Cosby may invoke his Fifth Amendment right to a civil case. Cosby's defense team also said in the Friday statement that during the hearing, they flagged a number of important legal issues in the case, including whether California's abolition of the statute of limitations as to certain sex crimes is constitutional. A tentative new trial against Cosby comes after the Pennsylvania's state Supreme Court vacated Cosby's criminal conviction and sentence in June after finding that a previous 2005 understanding with the prosecutors about allegations by another accuser, Andrea Konstad, should have prevented the charges from ever being filed against him. In the words of Chief Justice Max Baer of the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court, Mr. Cosby was a victim of a reprehensible bait and switch. Those actions of an overzealous judge and prosecutors caused Mr. Cosby great suffering, with a 2-year and 10-month unjust conviction and incarceration, Cosby's defense team said in a statement. Does it kind of give you like the shivers about the people who are making statements like that? Like, that was so unjust and against Mr. Cosby. It kind of makes me kind of question the human being who's saying that out loud and being like, are you part of the club?
Well, and I just think, like, if you were a defense lawyer and you have to say that kind of shit.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that kind of selling your soul?
Yeah.
Like, you know, the guy's probably guilty, but in this country, everyone gets the right to an attorney and representation.
Yeah.
So someone has to do it. And those people aren't paid like zillions of dollars.
No.
For now, in the Bill Cosby case, yeah. So, you know, I think a lot of people are motivated by the money.
Was that a judge, though, that made that
statement?
It's
like, I'll take on O.J. Simpson's case. And they did, and they got O.J. Simpson off. The guy who's like basically bathing in the blood.
Yeah.
Is like, he gets off. I never did understand that. But we should do a deep dive into that.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
But don't you ever want to stand up for what's right?
I don't know how you get behind that.
Do you think the really old cases, I think, would be really, really, really difficult? Because now I'm not saying it did or didn't happen. Have no idea. Mm-hmm. But nobody could say it did or didn't happen unless maybe somebody saw it.
Yeah.
Some kind of photographic evidence. But like, I saw this week, there's a woman who's going after Bob Dylan that he sexually assaulted her when she was 12. And it was like 50 years ago. Like, how do you prove that?
I don't know how you would prove that. And it's not to say
it could very well happen. I don't know.
And it's not. Yeah,
that's wrong.
And it's not to say that it didn't happen or couldn't happen. But at the same point, there's also nothing to say, who's this woman not to be just some random person making this up, too? at the exact, you know, I mean, it can swing the other way too, where it's like, not to say that it didn't happen, but there's really no way to prove it. And there's, in some cases here, it's like, sorry, you know, you could also be making it up, because people do those sort of things too.
Absolutely.
And so that's where it's like, you know, if you can prove it, if you can do it, great, you know, and it just gets, you know, when you goes that far back, I don't know how any crime for the most part can be, you know, really dissected in a truly evidentiary way, unless there's, at least, you know, solid evidence that still exists. But
right.
Yeah.
And I really do think there are women, absolutely, who have said that someone did something to them that he never did.
Sure.
Because they wanted to get even, or whatever spiteful reasons they wanted to accuse somebody of something.
Yeah, but it's not a reason to not listen to somebody or anything like that.
You have to hear it out.
Exactly.
But when it happened 50 years ago, and I'm telling you that it happened to me, how did it, did it really happen?
And at that point,
did he know you were 12? And, you know, I don't think he might know girls pretty young. She's 12.
Sure.
But
back in the era when like half the songs are like, she's only 14 and I love her.
Right.
It's like half the songs are openly talking about having unconsensual sex with underage women.
Like there's like some of those songs from the 50s are real creeping about. She's a teen bride and creepy ass shit.
Like, does daddy know I'm with you? And like all these horrible fucking lines. And it's like, you're an adult and you're talking about like getting it on with a 12-year-old. What the fuck? And then the album covers are just like, you know, like a bow tie, big smile. And, you know, and then you go into the fucking, you know, 50s diner and you're like having your cheeseburger, listening to the lyrics going, this is creepier than some of the music out today.
One of my young friends who I just adore, she's just the sweetest thing, and she's just cute and funny, and she's like early 20s, and the song that I saw her standing there by the record machine, and it was guys singing it, and something about she was 17, and the guys who were singing the song, because it was live music, and she really loudly went, ooh. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
And I had never thought about that. And it's also Joan Jett singing in real life.
Yeah.
So, but the men singing that like totally grossed her out. And I was like, you got a point.
Thanks for tuning in to WPRD Predator FM. We play the hits for you know who. All those guys out there that are narcissists that can do whatever they want. Here at WPRD, we understand you. Here's our theme, Benny Mardone's Into the Night, PRD.
She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they say.
She's just 16 years old. Leave her alone, they say.
Separated
by fools.
We don't know what love is yet.
Meaning police.
But I want you to know if I could fly.
I'm gonna attack you.
Oh my god, that is the creepiest freaking song.
And the music video, when he's doing that last verse, like, I'll take you into the night and pick you up, he's shown sneaking into like the 14-year-old girl's window. And they're sitting on this rug that ends up going by a green screen, and it's like they're Aladdin and they're flying around. And then after that it shows like the dad like on his porch like, get away from my teenage daughter, you creepy 30-year-old druggie. And
he's like, but we're in love.
Yeah.
Oh my god,
it is like, it gotta be like the fucking theme song of sexual predators.
God, that woman should whoever was in that video should come out and like,
what did Penny Mardones do to you? It just keeps like, going.
It's like having a dream where nobody has a home.
Because you're underage. It's just, it's, yeah. I mean, if you look at the, and
that
the thing
is some creepy, creepy shit.
It is. It really is. It's a song. If you don't listen to the lyrics, it's like, that's a kind of a good song, the melody. And then it's like, oh my God, what the fuck is this thing talking about? I mean, can you imagine, like, you know, all the music that's out there today, and as explicit as it can be, especially when you get into a lot of the rap out there, it can be pretty explicit, but could you imagine if one of them was like, and give me that 15-year-old pussy or whatever the fuck it would say? It would be, oh my God. I mean, you couldn't do it. There's no way in hell that would fly. Now, they can say that in terms of not doing age, but the music back then was so focused on, like, minors, it was creepy.
Like, oh my God, that was. And then, like, you have, like, Elvis Presley marries
a 14-year-old.
A girl who is 14.
Yeah.
Or 15.
And that's, 14? I think it was 14. It was
she
right
was
around
really
the, yeah.
young. Jerry Lee Lewis. I think his wife was 13.
She was just 13.
I mean, you know what I mean?
I picked her up at the kinder care the other day. I mean, it's just fucked up. And I don't understand. I mean, it's one thing where there was a lot more like high school romances where like 16, 17, 18 year olds were getting married to like the same age people at a different place in time. But this was like 28-year-old with the 13-year-old. How the fuck was that not looked on as like, what the fuck is going on here?
And the biggest stars of the day, like Elvis. And Jerry Lee Lewis was a really big star at the time. And Elvis Presley was like the biggest. And it's like, so he married a girl who's 14 years old or 15. So what?
I don't know how that was like overlooked. Because it does not fall into that category of like, you know, the senior dating the freshman or something like that. No, it falls into like adult dating the junior high child, you know? It's like, what the fuck is that? I don't get it. I know different place and time, but I don't know how that one translates very well. So Creepy DJ with Bill Cosby. Let's take a little listen to some of the air check here. This was posted online.
Who'd have thought I'd say these words? Our guest, Mr. Bill Cosby. Mr. Cosby.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing?
Well, after hearing that, I am levitating.
Were you counting the 60 seconds I gave you
yes,
to get to
49.
You?
Listen to this crackpot DJ who's like, I know you got off on those charges of raping all those women, but I'm so glad you're on the radio. This is going to be great in my air check when I apply to work over in Mankato. It's just like, they're going to pay me $17,000 a year and all the ketchup packets I can get because I talked to Cosby, the Cos. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? So they go on and they start talking about the Olympics.
39.
4. 49.
Oh, 40. I just got in under the bar.
Yes. Here's what I was thinking. And many of your listeners might call
like
in
Cassidy.
Give their opinion. But this Olympics that just finished a week ago.
So Cosby goes on to talk about the Olympics for like 6 minutes straight with no interruption, just rambles and rambles and rambles with his thoughts about the Olympics. And DJ doesn't say shit. And then,
you know, Mr. Cosby, it's interesting because when I watch the Olympics and think about
just continues
the Olympics,
on.
I think about teachers, coaches, and things of that nature. And during this pandemic, education has become a real problem mess. What have you made, being a teacher yourself, this pandemic, the effect on teaching and education?
What the fuck?
It's
the only person in the world who will interview Bill Cosby like it's 1999. You know?
Was it 1999?
No, it was last week.
This you sure?
is last fucking week. Yes.
Did you wake up?
No, I'm here. I'm just...
Oh, okay.
I could talk to you forever.
No, I don't think so, because Mrs. Cosby will come in here. Who is that man?
Shut
now,
us down.
Do me a favor.
Yes.
I
suck my dick.
Phones and things.
I know you have phones and things.
Don't you talk to some of your listeners?
Yes.
Let's see what some of them have to say.
I can I ask you one more question, Mr. Cosby?
No.
No.
Yes, you can. Okay. Of course.
Well, one the question that a lot of us are interested in is, will you return to the stage, and how excited are you to do so?
Oh my God!
At the age of 84.
What a fuckjack!
I have a memory, and it's like you ever see those movies about a horse that wants to get out and run, and it starts to kick the doors down?
No.
I'm not at that stage yet, but I'll tell you one thing. I don't miss a beat in telling myself to record something that I think is hilarious in my storytelling mode.
My God. So he just lets him have free reign of the fucking air.
Mr. Cosby, I have to say this. I know you're very busy. Before we let you go, I want to thank Andrew Wyatt, your dear friend, who has set this up for us today, who's been so good to me over the last couple years. And having you on today is really a great thrill. I truly appreciate that you made the time to do this and your first visit to this program, but I certainly hope not your last.
Well, I had a great time.
What the fuck? What is going through your mind on the air thinking that this is cool?
Well, there's nothing you and I appreciate more than really bad radio.
Oh, my God.
Between the two of us, we did it for a very long time. But,
oh, my God.
Like, the question we're all wanting to know is, did you really fucking do that to all those women? Like, how does it feel to have drugged women and raped them and then ended up in prison but gotten out on a technicality? What does that feel like?
You know, I was like halfway like waiting with this. I was like, is he like just going to start out real friendly and then go into something, but he's just really clustery at doing it? No, they're just like buddies. I think he like wants to Bill to go have sex with him next. I mean, I just like waiting. Bill, can I ask you a question? If I unzipped right now, could we pretend it was prison sex or something? Could we, you know, would that be okay, Mr. Cosby? Jesus, what the fuck? Bad fucking radio. I don't even know what to say about it. It's just... Because my thought was that, too, was like, is this, like, old? No, it's last week.
No, he admits to being 80-something.
Yeah. And it's just one clusterfuck after another.
So my guess is he got the interview with him, and they said...
Can't talk about
you it. You can interview him, yep. But, like, years ago, I interviewed Taylor Swift a number of times.
Yeah.
Like, I was the first person who ever interviewed her on the radio.
Sure.
For real.
I remember.
Yeah, and so... So it was always a really easy interview, but there was one time I was in Nashville and it was like, she goes place to place to place. It's like all these radio stations set up and they gave you a list of things you could not bring up to her.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time there was rumor of her parents being divorced and it was all negative stuff. And to be honest, I understood it.
Yeah.
Because if you're going to do 20 interviews over the course of an hour and a half or whatever, and they're all going to talk about this topic that's in the news that you don't want to talk about. I get it.
Yeah.
But when you're doing it, all you're thinking about is, I can't mention that. I can't mention that. I can't mention that. And so, I mean, I get why artists do that.
Yeah.
And so my guess is you can interview him, but you can't bring up this and all of this shit.
Yeah.
But was kind of like, you know, I'll just kiss your ass this whole time.
Yeah.
And
I'm a huge fan,
Mr.
Cosby.
What a great get, Bill Cosby. Like the most toxic person you could talk to right now.
I know.
Like that's going to end my radio career.
And what a career it is.
That blows me away. That blows me away.
I know. It was just, I mean, is there anything else?
Right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM.
Listen to how bad this station is.
All right, we're back. And for the caller who wanted to know if Jeff Ruth was going to be doing sports on 1490 AM WMRN.
I'm sure we're all wondering.
Been doing for so many years. The answer is no. He has... he parted ways.
He heard you talking with Bill Cosby and immediately resigned from the radio station. And then they're talking about him getting a gun out of his hand because he's headed your way.
CMO, which is 104.7 FM on the dial. So Jeff will be
glad you know where your frequencies are in your building, Skippy.
Doing sports, but not on 1490.
Can you tell me who this guy is so I can listen to him sometime? Because I find him like bizarrely entertaining.
I don't even know what his name is. It sounds like the stuff that like Stern pranks with like
exactly
like the Daily Deal shit. So here he goes on for like literally 60 seconds on if the sports anchor is ever going to return.
Name a state that has a lot of sports teams. A state that has a lot of sports.
I think he's doing a trivia question.
Oh,
it's trivia time. Who doesn't want a little bit of trivia when we're doing the Bill Cosby in-depth interview here?
We would
God
love to hear from you out there in the listening audience. Okay. State that has a lot of sports teams.
Oh, there is.
Okie dokie.
Okie dokie.
Here we go. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Ohio certainly does.
You know, Ohio's got a few, don't they? Not on this list. What's wrong with them?
I don't know. What is wrong with them? How about the fact that you just had a lovely conversation with Bill Cosby? Oh, I did? Oh, he's been accused of doing all that horrible shit to people? Oh, shit. Maybe that was not the best thing for me.
I take it you just added that.
Yes.
We're done. We're done with that guy.
He offed himself after he realized who he was talking to.
He had no idea
who Bill Cosby was.
I thought you shot him.
Done. Yeah. He's like, oh, you mean Bill Cosby isn't just this random guy that works down at the library? Oh, he's the guy from TV.
Whoops.
Just calls it a day. Because, oh my God. So there you go. That's a dark side of Wikipedia for today. As we learned about how Cosby got off on, I wasn't trying to make a pun there, but on charges and, you know, God knows what else. But hey, maybe there'll be a second chapter to his imprisonment. You know, it's 2021. Anything can happen. It's all good. That wraps up the show. If you like our show, get advanced episodes and bonus segments over at Dark Side of Pod. Dark Side of Pod or Patreon.com and just search Dark Side of. And you can support the show and get all the extras there and help keep us on the air. All commercial free, too. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to The Dark Side of.